Thank you and good morning. Oregon State Police are searching for a suspect well known to Jackson County, Oregon law enforcement following a string of robberies and an 80-mile vehicle chase that ended with a totaled vehicle and the arrest of a second man and a 17-year-old girl. The incident began in Brookings on Tuesday morning when police received a report of a stolen vehicle and two thefts, including a stolen handgun, at two locations in Brookings. An officer spotted the stolen vehicle at a rest area on Highway 101, but while awaiting backup, the three suspects, 22-year-old Chase Best, 22-year-old Skylar Ray, and the 17-year-old juvenile, fled the scene in a stolen car headed north. Officers from several agencies joined the pursuit, and the stolen car was partially disabled by a spike strip laid in the roadway. But the driver did not stop, hit a patrol car, and then called 911 and said that if police didn't back off, the 17-year-old girl would be shot. Police pulled back and continued to follow the car until it crossed into Coos County, where it crashed. Best, believed to be the driver, managed to elude police, but both Ray and the juvenile were arrested and booked. Officers found stolen items and methamphetamine in the car, and the search for Best continues. In more positive news, 12 students from South Bay Middle School are on their way to Riverside today to compete in the State History Day competition. Students who competed locally to earn their way to state. The students put together projects using primary sources on the theme of rights and responsibilities in history in an effort to win $800 scholarships awarded by the County Office of Education. Three of those scholarship winners were from South Bay: 8th grader Dara Carver Dodgen, 7th grader James Wicker, and the team of Sage Stanton and Ryan Citro Huff. All 12 students will participate in the state competition to get a chance to advance to the national championships in June. The students also performed fundraising efforts to cover the cost for the trip, funds matched by local business sponsors. Lawmakers are back in Sacramento after spring break, and on Wednesday, local officials gathered for the annual California League of Cities Legislative Action Day. Eureka Councilmember Mike Newman represented Eureka to meet with state lawmakers and to network with other city officials from across the state. Today, Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough chairs the 41st Annual Fisheries Forum at 10 o'clock. You can watch the proceedings online at the Assembly website or on Cable Access Channel 10. The forum will focus on addressing drought conditions and the effect it has on fisheries and fish stocks. Forum attendees will hear from representatives from State Fish and Wildlife, the Coastal Conservancy, the Crab Task Force, and the State Resources Committee. The Sheriff's Office continues its search for 33-year-old Benjamin Carter, wanted in connection with the homicide of 36-year-old Redway resident Zach Chapman. Carter, whose wife Melinda has already been arrested in connection with Chapman's death, is an adult white male, 6'2", 185, with a mustache and goatee, short brown hair, and blue eyes. Carter is considered dangerous and lives in southern Humboldt. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The EPA is cleaning up on Samoa Peninsula. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Jobs and a cleaner environment. That's what the Humboldt Bay Harbor District is hoping comes from the cleanup at the Louisiana Pacific site in Samoa. The federal EPA determined that the site was environmentally dangerous after a Chinese company abandoned a mill site there, but it had been happening for years. Mike Wilson of the Harbor District said the result was dangerous chemicals in the soil, toxic to the touch. Wilson said the site could have damaged the reputation and the ecology of the harbor.
There was a really big mess left there, mostly from evergreen pulp, the outfit from China that was here and left town and basically overnight.
Wilson said contractors paid by the government are hauling away the dangerous substances, and the Harbor District, now owners of the site, have been looking for ways to develop industrial possibilities that include oyster cultivation and other eco-friendly industries. Wilson said the whole region will benefit because the newly developed site will protect the bay and also create job opportunities for local workers.
Friends of a McKinleyville car salesman are rallying to help the family. The Eureka man, Tommy Ricardo Ruiz, was killed in a motorcycle crash early Easter morning. Police say Ruiz was riding his motorcycle at more than 80 miles an hour through Eureka and lost control on Broadway. He was killed instantly. The coroner will conduct an autopsy this weekend. That's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.